Okay, thank you. Let me go a little bit further on that. With the kids, I know with my kids, if I really get angry, I threaten them. I say, look, until you're 18, you're under my roof, and if you want to eat, right? And I can lay down the law a little bit with the kids. Now, I get 18 years to prove to them that I love them. And so occasionally we might get a little bit more on the kicking in the butt side of it and not as much on the loving, all intended to do the same thing. But you get away with that a little bit more with your kids, don't you? You shouldn't, but you might. Whereas in this business, folks, this is a volunteer army, right? None of us have to do this. I mean, we can hire and fire ourselves any day, every hour if we choose. I mean, there is no reason why you as a leader who have people you're working with could ever think that you can rely on just kicking people, bossing people, telling people what to do, because the day they say I've had enough of them, what happens? They're out of there. And do they have to actually fill out a formal 2 weeks notice? Do they have to, what, can I get all my jobs done before I go to make sure the next person coming in can finish everything? Make everything happy and everything good. Do you get that in this business? No, just next day they don't get on the conference call. That month their auto ship doesn't go through, right? That month, instead of sharing your CD with somebody, they share somebody else's CD, somebody else's opportunity, somebody else's product, okay? So if you ever wonder if network marketing is easy, I'm here to tell you it's not. Now, if you're ever wondering if network marketing can be wonderful and has huge potential and can be great, it can. But this principle right here shows you that it is harder to be a leader and build a team in network marketing than it is to be a parent. And how many of you think it's hard to be a parent? Okay? So, sometimes people think, they have this expectation, well, if I'm going to sign up in this company, And in 17 minutes, I'm going to be a wealthy man, right? 17 minutes, I'm going to be a leader. And sometimes, actually, you'll come to a meeting like this, and people will say, you know what? All of you here are leaders because you're here at this event. Now, think about that for a second. Does being here at this event justify any of us as leaders? Why not? Now, I would say being here can be an indicator that you're a leader because you're leading by example, right? You're here, okay? People are seeing that you're here. You're putting forth that effort, sacrifice time, money, whatever it is. But just being here, are you a leader? Do you guess that perhaps there's some people who have been at these events, sitting in these chairs, perhaps in our company, perhaps in other companies, that thought they were leaders and found out there was no one following them? You can relate. Sometimes we kind of think too much of ourselves, don't we? So if that's the case, what is the true definition of a leader? Someone give me an idea. What is leadership? What's the definition of a leader?
Influence.
Here you go.
Influence.
Give me some more words. What do you mean by that? I like one-word answers. I'm not criticizing. I like those. But then I like the expansion as well.
Well, you can influence other people to do something.
Very good. I love it. Yes. Any others?
Support and develop people who can carry on your mission when you're not around.
Ooh, you guys are good. I like it. Yes. Run down here. Grab this.
To me, a leader is somebody who gets the vision and you have the ability to share your vision. You sell your vision that the next person can sell your vision as though he was in your shoes.
Very good, thank you. Selling the vision. I like these. These are all really good. Take a look at what we've got on the screen. Volunteer to read it. Someone right here around me willing to read that? Thank you. That first stanza there.
Leadership is causing others to do things they wouldn't otherwise do without your influence.
Think about that one. Do you agree with that? I hope so, because I came up with it. No, I'm just kidding. Let me ask a couple questions here. Raise your hand if since you joined Youngevity, you have done something that you otherwise wouldn't have done had you not joined Youngevity? Like, yell it out. Quit a job, yes. Coming here.
Talk to people.
Talk to people, okay, very good.
Fire
your boss, I love it. Anyone, anything else? Sell vitamins, very good, yes.
Fire my MD.
Fire your MD,
yeah,
yep. There you go.